And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Classwork for students in Michigan is too easy? Apparently so. A new report from the Center for American Progress finding that Michigan is one of many states where fourth graders report that their math work is not challenging enough. One of the authors of the report is Ulrich Boser. He joins me now to explain. Ulrich, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks so much for having me.
So to gather this data, you examined the background surveys of the National Assessment of Educational Progress. What exactly is this assessment, and what kind of information do you find in these surveys?
Sure. This is a federal assessment. It's given to all 50 states, and it has some background questionnaires on it. This is similar to maybe you remember taking the SATs or the ACTs, and there were some questions about your race and what classes you took. And then there were also some questions for this specific exam about how many pages you read. Was your classwork easy or hard? And there's a growing body of research out there that suggests these types of student surveys are an important way to look at the classroom, to figure out if teachers are effective, if students are learning, if they trust their teachers, if they really are getting a robust educational experience. And our data found that, for instance, in Michigan, 36% of fourth graders say their math work is often or always too easy. And we also found that 30% of eighth graders report they read less than 5 pages either at home or at school.
Well,
that's not enough to prepare students for the future.
The strange thing is that we certainly don't have a 100% proficiency rate or scores for students, especially not when it comes to math. That's here in Michigan and across the country. How is it then that students are saying math work is too easy if they're not scoring 100% here?
I think that this leads us to some of the evidence that suggests why we're not at 100% proficiency. Students are not being challenged enough in school. And simply challenging students isn't going to be enough. What really makes a difference is engaging students, not simply in memorization, but in simply understanding the material. And what we've seen from other studies is, you know, what's easy for teachers and educators to do is to sort of put information out there. What we need to do is make sure students have a grasp of that information. And I want to be clear here, we are not bashing teachers. Teachers work very, very hard. Their problem is that they're getting signals from the district, from the state, from the feds about what they should be doing. And we see some policy solutions for this, but right now we are not challenging our students enough.
Well, if 37% say math is too easy, do we know what the 60-plus percent of the remaining students think? I mean, could many of them feel that the math work is maybe even too challenging?
When we looked at that, we did see some evidence, or some students were responding that the work was was sufficiently challenging for some percentage of students. But I think the bigger problem here is that we read the cover of Time and Newsweek. People talk about students coming home with 40-pound backpacks, and it's possible in some, you know, well-to-do suburbs that there are some students being overworked. But what our data suggests is the broad swath of American students, the average kid, is not being challenged. And so we need to make sure that all students have an access to a good education so that they can succeed in the future, not just a select few.
I'm talking to Ulrich Boser, the author of a new report from the Center for American Progress, finding that many fourth graders in the U.S., including here in Michigan, are not challenged enough by their math work. So you're saying teachers are not necessarily to blame here. So why are school systems not responding? Are they not aware of this fact at this point?
I think school districts are beginning to respond. We see an initiative taking place in Michigan and many other states around the Common Core standards. These are much higher, more rigorous standards, and they're slowly being implemented. But I think not enough attention has been given to the implementation of these standards and what it really means for teachers. One survey found that most teachers think that they're already prepared for them. So we need to have a focus on how to teach students to these new higher standards. And it's not just simply, you know, rigor. It's sometimes just simply practices. And this, the figure that we found, 30% of eighth graders report they read less than 5 pages per day. Experts believe students should be reading 1 million words per year. It's going to be very hard to reach that sort of target if you are not reading more than 5 pages a day, either at home or at school.
That's a bit shocking. 30% say they don't. Now, aren't kids reading books? Aren't they assigned books to read? And how do they manage to get away with only 5 pages a day?
I think that is a great question. I think we need also more work on these types of student surveys because they provide this key insight into what is happening into the classroom. We've known for a while that test scores are not where we want them to be, but these student surveys provide new insight, and that's why we're so excited about them and thinking about ways of involving them into other conversations we have about improving schools. So can we use these student surveys, for instance, to evaluate teachers in new ways? And other ways that perhaps these types of surveys could help teachers improve their practice.
But isn't part of the issue that in any classroom you'll have maybe a third of the students grasping the information quickly and easily, and maybe they're a bit bored, while the other two-thirds may either be challenged about right or maybe somewhat overwhelmed by the rate of information coming in? And isn't the problem that you have to almost teach to kind of the middle of the group there?
Sure. And you've said so well the exact problem of a teacher. And this is why teaching is so hard. You have students who are maybe getting along a little bit faster, some slower students, and that's really the craft of teaching, is to maybe engage a group of students in one corner with this material and start teaching these other students with some more focused topics, making sure that you differentiate your modules and curriculum. But when we look across where how students perform, we can do a lot better with our lowest performers than we need to do with our highest performers. And most students are not reading at grade level. They're not doing the math that they need to have mastered to get a good job today.
Now, the math proficiency levels and the way we're teaching math in fourth grade, do you have any sense of how that compares to where other developed countries are at that grade?
We lag behind other developed countries. Many nations are doing better than us in these types of math and reading assessments. And frankly, we're also not teaching students about engineering and technology. One of the surprising results of our study is that almost 80% of eighth grade science students in Michigan say they aren't being taught engineering and technology. These are where the jobs of the future are going to be. We know that's the case in Michigan. We know that's the case in states across the country. So what are we going to do about that? How are we going to make sure that students get the skills and knowledge that they need?
Part of the issue is that by fourth grade, you're still learning a lot of just the basics. Isn't the curriculum in many ways from first to fourth, fifth grade or so very much like it was even 20, 30 years ago?
Sure. Some of the curriculum was the same. Some of these data that we have come from students in 4th grade, 8th grade, and 12th grade, and they vary. But what is different is that we know a lot more now about how students learn. Cognitive science has given us many new insights into how students engage material. And the thing is that students should not be learning about the American Revolution in 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. We need to spiral, to structure curriculum so it builds upon itself. The social studies example I just gave is an easy one, but when you think about fractions and how that leads to algebra, to geometry, and then to pre-calculus, we need to do a better job of building on our material, not just teaching the same thing year after year.
One last thing. As students nowadays, their availability of information to them is so much wider than it ever was to those of us who went to school pre-internet. In terms of the way technology is affecting what they do, what they read, what they study, I mean, is that now playing a much larger role in their education than what they're learning in the classroom?
Sure. Students are spending a lot of time online. They're spending a lot of time texting. And there are a lot of benefits to that, for sure. They're getting exposed to new knowledge. But when you think about the skill of learning, a lot of it is the skill of paying attention. Doing math problems requires you to pay attention for long periods of time. And there's this allure of technology, and I think we all know it with our BlackBerries ringing and our iPhones going off, that you just jump from one thing to another. And so I think technology plays a key role in the classroom. It can do a lot to personalize education for students. But we also need to be aware that it has this mysterious allure that could have a bad effect, but detrimental effect on students. So we need to be careful.
Now, finally, your report, though, found that in many states, including Michigan, there was this higher percentage of fourth graders saying their math work was too easy. But in other states, that was not the case. Is the math curriculum that much different going from state to state by fourth grade?
Right now, there is considerable variation of curriculum from state to state. Students do not learn the same thing in each state. Michigan has joined what's called the Common Core Standards, a technical term for a bunch of states coming together and saying, in math and reading, this is what students should know and be able to do. And those are slowly coming online in Michigan and a number of other states, and I think that they're going to help solve this problem. They're not going to solve the problem alone, but they're going to help solve this problem. One, what students need to know in Michigan is going to be the same in Ohio and Wisconsin, and I think that's an important thing. And two, it'll allow teachers to really hone their craft so they can, if they're in Lansing or Cleveland or somewhere rural, they can talk about what is the best way to teach a sophisticated idea. How do they best really engage students, capture their attention around something like the American Civil War?
Ulrich Boser, he's one of the authors of a new report from the Center for American Progress, finding that many fourth graders here in Michigan find their math work to be a bit too easy. Ulrich, thank you for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.